A fun way to look at it is like your body's an aquarium. So you have fluid all over, you have different organs and tissues, and the filtration system, like in an aquarium, is your lymphatic system.
I am really excited that today I am sitting with a friend of mine, Caitlin, and I'm going to take a moment and introduce her, and then we're going to get into talking about lymphatic work, something that now I am very excited about. So yeah, this is Caitlin, and she is with Caitlin Mariah Wellness, and she is a licensed medical massage therapist. She's a certified holistic health coach with a focus on chronic pain and mind-body medicine. She's a lifelong passionate student of the body and of the psyche, and this all began with her own personal journey through chronic pain. She's also trained in nutrition, yin yoga, and reformer Pilates, and she works as a massage therapist in Fort Thomas, Kentucky. So welcome, Caitlin. Like I said, I'm so excited that you're here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and you are officially my first person that I am interviewing on that wellness podcast.
Well, it seems fitting since we've been talking about this for, what, a year now?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. And I was thinking about that, you know, last night and this morning, that I'm really grateful that it's with you, you know, the first person that I'm interviewing on here. Like you and I were saying a little bit ago, it's nice to have each other as we go through this wellness journey, you know, to talk about different information, but also, you know, with doing stuff like this, like podcasting, have each other to talk through this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Practice.
Practice and navigate technology.
Definitely.
That's not my strong suit.
So. Yeah. No, it's been fun. And I'm very honored to be here.
Yeah. I'm very, very grateful that you're here with me right now. And that we can get into some information about the body and specifically lymphatic work, because that is something for me that has been a game changer that you have brought into my life. And I want to share that with as many people as possible, because I believe that everyone would benefit from doing lymphatic work. Definitely. Would you agree?
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been a huge game changer for me in my life too.
Yeah. So I definitely want to get into that more with you about how it's impacted you, you know, in your personal life and your wellness and healing journey, all of that. I do want to share with the listeners first kind of how we know each other. I was living in Lexington for like 18 years before I moved back here to Northern Kentucky, which is where I'm from. And I was seeing another massage therapist back in Lexington. I was trying to see that person like once a month. And I really appreciated that part of my self-care was with massage in that way, once a month. And then when we moved, it was during the pandemic and, you know, all of that stuff going on with parts of me maybe not feeling as comfortable to get back in it, you know, right away and things like that. And then eventually, I guess, it was about a year ago, right? Like a year ago from now that I started going to a massage place here in town, and you were working for that massage place at the time. Mm-hmm. And I got a session with you, and I wanted to share this with you because I don't know if you remember this or not, but it sticks in my mind. So I think parts of me get a little nervous when I'm about to go get a massage with like someone brand new, because, you know, you're naked typically. And here's this person that you don't know, like touching your body. Mm-hmm. And so parts of me were a little bit nervous. And I remember like coming into, you know, your office space, and I remember looking at you. I don't know if you remember this. And I was like, just don't touch my face. Like I was just very, do you remember that?
I don't know.
Okay. Like I remember standing there looking at you and being like, just don't touch my face. I don't like it when people touch my face.
Really? No, I do not remember that at all.
And I look back on that and like, that was definitely like a nervous, like that was like a nervous part within me. And it was nothing to do with like your energy or anything like that, because you have a very calming energy and you were just so sweet about it. You were just like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. For sure. You know? And I think I had booked like just like a traditional massage, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember laying on the table and it was like a 60-minute or something massage. And I remember like, I remember that first session with you, because even though it wasn't lymphatic work, the way you did massage was different than what I had experienced in a beautiful way. I just remember like you inviting these different stretches and like moving my body in certain positions that I just wasn't used to other massage therapists doing. And I remember laying there being like, oh, wow, this is cool.
Oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And then I just remember like we were done and you asked me like how I felt. And I was like, that was cool. And then I don't remember if it was after that or maybe the second time that I think
we scheduled
you.
We had a few of those before we started lymphatic work. Okay. I think I brought it up to you in a session. And I guess I must have said something like, I'm going to have to touch your face.
Yes.
That's too funny. Well, I don't remember that at all.
It makes me laugh now because like with lymphatic work, which we'll get talking about more, you touch my face like a lot.
It's like a little less than half of the massage is focused on the face and neck.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. So that's why I think it's so funny to like.
That is too funny.
Yeah.
I love hearing that too. I love lymphatic work. I could talk about it all day and it's brought so much healing into my life, but the therapeutic massage, you know, my books have been really full of people with lymphatic massage for the last 6 months, and I haven't been doing as much therapeutic. And then all of a sudden I've got, you know, people starting to see me again for new clients coming in for therapeutic. And I forgot how much I love that too. And like how much like I've made that my own and mastered that practice and like brought different things that I've learned from like yin yoga and from Pilates and from working at, I worked at Stretch Lab out in LA at the founding location back in 2019. So I learned the art of stretching there, and then to bring like the mindfulness piece to it through yin yoga and to put all of that into a massage. Yeah, I love the art of massage. So I love hearing how impactful those first few sessions were too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like I said, I had never experienced a massage with stretching in that way. You know, it was always kind of, I feel like a traditional just rubbing and, you know, things like that you know, you normally think of. And so when you invited that, the various movements and stretching, it was like a really pleasant surprise and it felt great. Like I remember, I think I said this to you at the time, maybe too, where it was like, it didn't necessarily feel super relaxing, but it felt therapeutic, right?
Definitely.
Which I feel like, would you say like maybe some people come into massage maybe with an expectation? Because I feel like, yeah, there's like, you can provide a type of meditation where someone can really relax.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can provide a type of massage that is more therapeutic and
definitely. Yeah. And I think I hear from people that, you know, it isn't as relaxing towards the end when I really start to bring in more of the stretches. And while I'm doing quad and hip flexor stretches, empathically, I can pick up on people's discomfort almost to the point of like irritation, because stretching is kind of irritating.
Yeah.
But the feedback that I get is, wow, that was the best massage because I feel more spacious in my body.
Yes,
so
yes.
Yeah, it's not like you're going in for a relaxation massage where you're not involved at all, because there is your involvement needed for stretching. The spaciousness that it opens up in your body, especially when I start cueing you through breath work, mm-hmm. you know, very light, gentle breath work, you leave and you feel like, wow, like I feel empty, but in a good way. Like there's so much space now that I didn't have before. So,
oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the breath work. I had forgotten about that piece that, yeah, in the midst of the stretching, you were inviting and kind of guiding with breath cues. And that was something too that I was like, oh, yes, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wish I had somebody to do that on me. Yeah.
You know, you got to train someone else, you know? And so I'm curious, because I don't know if I've ever really asked you this or not, but what, I guess, prompted you to let me know about the lymphatic work as we were seeing each other and, you know, having the traditional therapeutic massage going on? And then, yeah, I'm just curious what led you to letting me know about that one, lymphatic.
I don't remember for sure. I do think that I was just trying to add little pieces of it in to all of my body work because I believe that lymphatic is so important. And when it's paired with other body work, you get more out of the massage, just like the stretching. Like when you add these things into a typical therapeutic massage or a relaxation Swedish massage, you're going to get so much more benefit and it's going to last longer. So, you know, one of my biggest complaints with going to a different massage therapist has been leaving and feeling better for a day. And then the next day waking up and being like, oh man, like I don't feel like I got a lot out of it. So I think I wanted to add that extra piece in to all of my massages to really get things flowing in people's bodies and so that they left and felt like, wow, this was really worth every penny that I spent. I don't remember it being anything where I like, you know, like palpating different areas of your body felt like, oh, she really, really needs this. But yeah, I think I was just trying to incorporate that into everybody.
And I remember immediately feeling curious about it when you brought it up to me and just, I had trust in you and I felt comfortable with you. And I was like, yeah, let's freaking give it a shot. Why not? You know? And so, you know, we've been talking already a lot about lymphatic. And so do you care if we kind of talk about a little bit about what lymphatic is and the lymphatic system? Okay. Yes. So yeah, what is the lymphatic system?
So the lymphatic system is basically the drainage system in our body. My teacher, his name is Perry Nicholson, and he says a fun way to look at it is like your body's an aquarium. So you have fluid all over, you have different organs and tissues, and the filtration system, like in an aquarium, is your lymphatic system. And so if you can think about a dirty aquarium, think about an aquarium that has been unplugged for a month and it has green stuff growing up the side of it and the water's murky and gross, and then the fish end up dying. Because nothing can live in something where there's not moving parts, you know, there's all of this stagnation. So the lymphatic system is basically collecting all of the excess fluid in your body, bacteria, fungus, viruses, any toxins, pathogens, anything that should not be in or around your organs. Hmm. So we're collecting all of that into the lymphatic system.
Okay. So yeah, I like the way you just described that because I'm very visual and that's helpful to me of like, the whole idea of, you know, like an aquarium. And if there's not like a proper filtration happening though, then it can get clogged with gunk and the lymphatic system is going to be taking on, like you're saying, those toxins and just the gunk that we accumulate living life.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you've also said to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the lymph system, does it have like its own pump or does it not?
It does not. So it actually runs along with the cardiovascular system. but it does not have its own pump like the cardiovascular system does. So if we are not manually moving our lymph, then it's staying stuck and stagnant.
Okay.
And, you know, I think I've had people ask, or I've seen discussions online before, like, well, that seems like we were not designed perfectly then. Like, why wouldn't this have a pump? Well, we're living differently than we used to, and that we were more than, or differently than we were designed to.
Yeah.
If you think about, okay, you're pretty familiar with the Big Six. You use that guide at home. So the Big Six, the six areas that you work on yourself. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that later in the episode. But
yeah,
the areas that have the biggest areas that need to be cleared are the ones that are affected most by our sedentary lifestyles.
Mm.
So if you think about, so your main drains in your lymph system are right in your collarbones, or right below and above your collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about how often you're looking down at a phone, and so you're choking that off by looking down when your neck is down, and then your shoulders, if you pick up your phone and you look down, look at where your shoulders are. So we're choking that off.
Right.
We're choking off our main drains.
Mm.
And then if you think about sitting down, a lot of times we're slumped a little bit. We don't have perfect posture. Mm-hmm. So our biggest lymph node in the body is right below the sternum. And that is being choked off by sitting down and by not having perfect posture.
Ah.
Another huge area, or two huge areas I'll bring up, are your like the groin area and behind your knees.
Mm-hmm.
So again, those are being affected by sitting down. And even if you're not somebody who sits all the time, if you haven't cleared those areas, you're still not going to get the movement that you need by walking, by being active, by working out. Because again, even though some people are a little bit more active, they're sitting more than people, like more than we were designed to in the beginning.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Because that's what was in the back of my mind as you were talking about the pump, how it doesn't have a natural pump. I'm glad you brought up how people are like, well, how does that make sense then? You know, why would we be designed like this? But you're like, well, we're not used to, as a species, like being this sedentary.
Mm-hmm.
We were moving around. We were hunting and gathering and just moving our bodies, you know, because we had to survive.
Definitely.
And it sounds like what you're saying is, like, as we were moving, because we didn't have phones, we didn't have computers, our posture sounds like it was probably better than what it naturally is now. We were standing up taller. And again, like, we're walking and moving those areas, like you're saying, behind the knees, the groin, below the sternum. And because I always think of the term tech neck, I'd always heard about, like the tech neck body position, where it's, like shoulders are hunched, you know, forward and down, and like our head is looking down, because it's like, that's the position that we go into just naturally when we pull out our phones, you know?
Yes.
And so that makes total sense to me, like with it being around the collarbone, you know, if we're in that type of position, that it would be cutting that off.
Yes.
And sitting in our groin. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Total sense. Okay. Yeah. And so then what would be the type of symptoms or impact someone might feel if their lymphatic system is maybe, would you say, like blocked up, or?
I would say clogged.
Clogged. Like
stagnant, not moving.
Okay. So like what would be, what would be the impact of that? What would someone might feel or experience?
There are so many symptoms of a clogged lymph system, but let me speak personally. Before I started doing lymphatic work, I was really struggling with brain fog, with full body inflammation, with gut issues, skin rashes, acne at certain times in my life. I mean, autoimmune has plagued me for a very long time. And for a long time since I went back to school for nutrition and I really dove into the health world, I kept thinking, I found the answer. I found the answer. And then like a month later, the other shoe would drop and I was sick again or was dealing with symptoms. And it's been a year and a half of feeling good pretty much all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, now I feel like I can finally say like I found the thing. And, you know, there's more that goes into it. So yeah, I mean, there's so many different things, like even like weight gain, not even weight gain, but holding on to extra weight. Again, my teacher says that because, you know, you're not moving that, you don't have the filtration system. Okay, so the other part of the lymphatic system is it's protecting your organs from absorbing those toxins. So when our lymph system is clogged and it's not moving and it's stagnant, and it can't hold any more, then your body produces fat cells. So our body is that smart. Our body is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. Yeah. It produces fat to hold those toxins so that they don't go to our organs.
That's
so once you start moving that lymphatic fluid, then the fat cells can release their fluid and the fat cells can go away. They're not needed anymore. So I have a lot of people who've come in and they didn't come in for weight loss, but that's what they got. They're like, wow, I've been coming to you for 2 months and I've lost 10 pounds and I didn't change anything in my life, or my pant size has dropped a size or two. It's really wild. I mean, there's so many things that I've heard, a hormonal imbalance, people feeling better with their menstrual cycle. One of my favorite stories is having a client who has stage 4 endometriosis. And she is, after seeing me for every week for a few months, I would say actually every week for a couple of months, and then we tapered back a little bit. Mm-hmm. She went from like excruciating pain around her monthly cycle. And she's at a place where she's like, I have a little bit of pain, but not much. Like I'm living a normal life. So yeah, there are so many benefits.
Yeah. And I think about my experience coming to you and beginning lymphatic work. Cause I remember the first time you did it on me, again, I remember like laying there and I went into almost this like blissful other realm. I felt like I was floating off the table. It was really interesting. And you started at my head and on my face. And like I said in the beginning, that was something that I wasn't used to, because I have always been prone to like breaking out and having acne. And so like people touching my face has always been like, no, please don't do that because my skin is sensitive. But feeling what you were doing, inviting that just very gentle, I mean, it was just such a light touch, but yet it was still obviously moving what needed to be moved. And oh gosh, I just remember laying there. And like I said, just kind of being in like this trance-like meditation. It was so, so cool. And because again, it was nothing I'd ever experienced before. I'd never gotten a lymphatic massage before. And, you know, it's different, right? Like I could keep like a bra on, I could keep pants on even, you know, and you could just kind of work with that if that's what the person, you know, felt most comfortable with. And yeah, I remember I had started like talking with you about like some of the things I had been experiencing. Like for the past like 2 years, I had been noticing like odd aches in my body and sensations in my body that were unusual. And like it had been like specifically after I had given birth to my son, but it was also like I had been living in the house that we owned in Lexington for like 5 years, and that home had water damage at some point. I think I remember, I told you about that, right? Yeah. Where it was like our washer, it was like a home with no basement. So it was on a slab. Our washer and dryer were in the laundry room that was like across the hall from our master bedroom. And one day something happened and just water was everywhere. I mean, just flooded the laundry room, went underneath all the baseboards in the hallway and then into our bedroom, which was carpet.
Oh, man.
It was every, I mean, it was like literally like you could like splash around, like it was so bad. And so doing what most people do, we just put towels on it, soaked it up, and then put a fan on it, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until later on and like noticing these odd symptoms that, and I was sort of working with a functional medicine doctor and she was doing those like tests on me for like mold and Lyme and autoimmune disorder, you know, that we discovered that, yeah, my body was holding on to mold. Mold toxicity. And immediately my mind went to that. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, because that was, I think we lived with that probably like mold growing, you know, within our bedroom and hallway for like 3 years, you know, so breathing that in for like that many years. And then we moved. And it was like right at, when we moved, we had our son and then all this stuff started happening. So it was very interesting how it all kind of worked out in the timeline. And I think I remember, yeah, like telling you these symptoms. And that's when, I want to say that's when you were like, okay, I think you maybe would benefit from trying this out.
Yeah.
And then I started, I remember like after that first session of the lymphatic work, I looked at you and I was like, so how often do you recommend I be doing this? And you were like, well, you know, I mean, it's whatever works for you. And I said, can I do this weekly? And you were like, heck yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And I was, cause I just felt it. Like I felt it in my body, my spirit. Like I need to be doing this.
Definitely.
This is something that my body needs right now. And I had never done something weekly like that before. Like I said before, it was like, I'd go to get a massage like once a month, you know, and it was like a treat to myself. This felt different. This felt like this is a healing thing that I need to be doing for myself because I have to.
Definitely.
You know? And yeah, so I just went into it being like, all right, let's do this. I'm going to see you once a month or once a week, you know? And I'm so grateful that I did that because how long did we do that where I was coming to you once a week? I mean,
several that last, months.
I would say I mean, maybe like 4 or 5 months or something like that. Maybe
yeah,
4 months.
Yeah. I think we started in like maybe May and up until maybe October, mm-hmm. you were seeing me weekly and then we're able to taper down to, I think we went to every other week.
Uh-huh.
And then now we're doing
once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once a month. So
yeah. Yeah. And it was, yeah. And I remember, you know, because at some point, like after a couple months doing it once a week, I was like, wow, I mean, I'm not experiencing these symptoms. And if I did experience them, it would be due to, you know, like I had eaten something that was inflammatory to my body. And then sure. like, I would feel that like the next day, you know, but the daily symptoms that I was experiencing before were gone. They were gone. And
I it love
was,
it.
Yeah, it was so beautiful and wonderful. And I remember looking at you being like, I think I'm ready to, yeah, make this transition to not seeing you once a week, but like, yeah, once every 2 weeks. And then now we're at once a month. And
yeah,
it's just, yeah. So like I said, it was something that I just intuitively just felt after that first lymphatic massage that you gave me. I was like, okay, this is something that like, I need to be doing. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I love when you talked about in the beginning, the, how you felt like euphoric and you were coming up off the table. And that's something that most people report, like almost everybody that has come in for a lymphatic massage says to me, I didn't realize it was going to be this relaxing. Like, I feel like I'm floating in the clouds and they feel that up until, you know, they wake up the next day feeling the same way, just like, oh my gosh, I feel so clear. And I obviously clearing stuff out of your body, the toxins, the gross stuff is going to make you feel that way. But another reason for that is we are hitting all of the spots where the vagus nerve is most prominent in our body. So the vagus nerve, which is responsible for your parasympathetic nervous system, mm-hmm. is being activated in many of the spots that we're touching and working on. So I think that that's probably another reason for that euphoria and for increased healing. You know, the vagus nerve is something that's huge when healing mold too. So it's kind of like you're getting a two for one.
Yes.
Getting that vagus nerve work in there while you're getting the lymphatic. And it's very healing.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought up, the vagus nerve and its connection to the lymph system, because that makes a lot of sense to me when you describe that. And like knowing that that's like when you're touching those different parts of the body that are connected to the lymph, that it's also connected to the vagus. And that explains completely that like floaty, you know, my body was going into that, parasympathetic, just resting and digesting and
yes, I love
loving,
it.
Loving life. And the thing too, that I want to say is like, it's not like a traditional massage where it's like, oh, you're relaxed and like you leave there and then, but maybe after the fact, after a couple of days, like you're tense again, right? It very much, and not saying that that's how massage is, but like, I feel like with lymphatic work and doing it on your own.
Yes. That's an important part too.
helps with like it being an actual healing agent, right?
Absolutely. Like it's, yes. There are a few different theories that go into this, but a big reason that we have chronic pain and we have achy muscles, you know, not to say that like tech neck isn't a real thing, but think about, okay, so you have tech neck and you're sitting there hunched over. Well, why is it just hurting on your left side and not your right side of your neck? You know, there's an emotional component that goes into it, but also it's our pain actually comes from not having like a blood flow. Like we have to have fluids going to our muscles that oxygenate them for mm-hmm. those knots to open up. So the lymphatic work is helping the blood flow get to those areas. So that's why you take away some of the pain and it's like an increased overall wellness, because we're getting that blood flow and you're not going to have the knots that you would otherwise.
That's interesting. Okay. So it's really just, and let me ask you this, is the lymph made up of, what's it made of? Is it liquid? Is it cartilage? Is it like a gel?
It's liquid.
It's liquid. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then that makes sense, right? That it would be like
cells, just like it's liquid and it's cells, just like your blood, it's lymphocytes.
Okay.
And, so it's fluid moving through you, but as the lymph is collecting the toxins and it's moving throughout your body, I mean, it's increasing the blood flow because mm-hmm. those places are choked off. Your circulatory system gets choked off too if your lymph is over full.
Mm. Okay. So it's really, I feel like I just got a vision of like the expressways are opening up and
yes,
exactly. You know, like cars are able to flow freely and there's not like traffic jams.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. That's exactly what it's like. It's just opening all of the fluid flow throughout the entire body when you're moving mm-hmm. the lymph.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool. It reminds me of the work that I did and took in my yoga teacher training. The woman that I studied under, she was really big on embodiment exercises and mm-hmm. using like therapy balls to like roll the chest area and like roll the back and using the fingers, you have to like drag on the skin, specifically about fascia, you know, the mm-hmm. network of fascia. And, you know, she was really, really big on, like just having us practice the self-touch work of like move the tissues to heal the issues, you know?
Yes.
thing.
Well, I mean, you need to move the tissues to heal the issues because we're increasing the fluid flow, but also, I mean, that's where your emotions live too. So another thing that some people talk about, and this is something I experience when I do lymphatic work on myself, because, you know, our our emotions do get stuck in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're increasing the fluid flow, we're moving that through too. So a lot of times I'll have an emotional release. I always have an emotional release when I have any sort of body work done, mm-hmm. but definitely with lymphatic work, because we're moving everything.
Yeah.
Including energy. Yeah.
Definitely. It is fascinating to me, just the wisdom that we have within us, you know, as humans, is just absolutely beautiful. And yeah, it is this understanding of, like, you know, if you're getting into like IFS part stuff, it's like parts live in the mind, but they can like communicate through the body, you know, mm-hmm. and also with like the fascial tissue, and like we're talking about the lymph, like physically they can literally be hardened and have these blockages because of things that we're holding on to within our system. Like when I say system, meaning like our whole self, you know?
Yeah.
And I've definitely had that experience where, you know, you're touching me, or I've had past experiences with people touching me, or like me just being in a yoga class and like, I mean, I am just crying, yeah. or like a memory comes up all of a sudden of something random. And
yeah,
and it's just so fascinating that like we touch on these points that are just holding on to that emotion, that energy, and it's just stuck. And it's like, as we help it just like move and flow and like actually be integrated and processed, then it can like come into our awareness, it can be felt, and then, you know,
definitely.
It's such a cool, oh, it's so cool. Yeah.
It's so fascinating.
It really
is. I know
that's
something else I could talk about all day long.
Yeah.
How emotions get stuck in our body and turn into chronic pain, and how we can move those through.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I think I had mentioned a little bit ago, you know, doing this on a daily basis, right? Like coming to you is extremely important because you're the expert, you know exactly what to do. And then, you know, kind of like with therapy too, it's like go to your therapist. They're there to be a guide for you, and then utilize those skill sets every day, you know, definitely. To make this like a, you know, a long-term healing, you know, tool. And so my next question was going to be like, what are some techniques that people can do on their own, like to invite lymphatic release, besides like, of course, like coming to you? Yeah. What are some things that like we can be doing on a daily basis to help invite that release?
So I actually have a guide on my website, and my website is caitlinmariah.com. And that has the 6 big choke off points where we need to release those to get things really flowing throughout the body. So doing that, you know, you'll see on the guide, it says you can do it in the morning before you start your day, because you, in the morning, you know, you move the lymph. And then you start moving your body. So it's really going to increase that flow from you naturally moving after you've cleared that. So like even like, and like doing it before you go on a walk, or doing it before you go on to the gym to work out, is going to improve that workout. It's going to improve how you feel on your walk. But I also have in the guide that you can do it before you go to bed, because when we go to bed, that's our time. That's when our body repairs. So that's also a good time to move your lymph before you get into bed. So your body is like flushing things out while you're sleeping, and it's in repair mode. I actually just was listening to Huberman Lab the other day, and it was a sleep episode. And the sleep expert was talking about the glymphatics, which are up in your brain, and how I think it's the first 90 minutes of sleep. If it's at the correct time, if you go to bed at the same time every night, you get this huge release of the glymphatic. So it's like a clearing of your glymph nodes.
Oh,
and
cool.
Yeah, doing it before bed or when you wake up in the morning, both are going to just make you feel so much better just to clear those 6 parts. And it's a 5-minute routine. So I recommend doing that every day. I would like for people who don't have access to a lymphatic massage therapist, you know, if you're not in the Cincinnati area, And there are a lot of areas, like there's not many people here at all doing lymphatic work. So it is still really new. People are not talking about it yet. So, you know, people may not have the access. And I want to actually create something where I'm giving people not just those big six points, but a full body lymphatic experience. So stay tuned for that. And the hopefully within the next year, I'll have like a full program where we have something that you can go through once a week to do a full body release.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So, but the guide online is going to walk you through the six different areas. It's going to show you exactly how to move the lymph. And it's going to give you more information in general around lymphatic massage and what you can do to improve.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And I will say, as someone who I actually do it every day.
I love it.
You're lying.
You're one of the only clients who actually does the homework. So I love hearing your feedback after doing that.
I do it because like I said, like, I mean, I felt the benefit. I mean, absolutely felt the benefit. So, you know, I tend to do it at night is when I tend to do like my full, I guess like the big six, right? It's when I'm like, after I've showered and like, I'm sitting on the couch and, you know, maybe turn on Netflix and something, and then I'm going through it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's something I tell people, you can do it while you're watching television or laying in bed or sitting on a phone call with your friend. Like it's not anything that is going to be, it's not going to take up a lot of time. It's not going to be distracting. It's just a simple little practice.
Yeah, absolutely. And even before we got on this call with each other, I was sitting here rubbing, you know, above and below my collarbone. And I was, because you also talk about like slapping.
Yeah. So that's something you can do too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll incorporate slapping too. I tend to do that more. And like when you're working your pec muscles, I don't really love slapping behind my ears and my collarbones as much, but like in my pecs, I think that that feels good. And then sometimes groin area and then behind my knees, I think that that I find that to be easier to slap instead of use my fingers behind my knees. So, I mean, really once you know the way that things flow, like you can kind of create your own thing too. The only thing about the lymphatic sequence is that you do it in order. So make sure you're doing it in order. If you don't open the main drains around your clavicle and you're trying to move lymph from your knee, well, it's not going to have anywhere to go. So as long as you're doing it in that order, there's really not, you're not going to hurt yourself.
So like starting up and then moving down.
Yes. Yeah. So we want to clear the places that have the least volume. So if you feel around your collarbone, you notice that it has less volume, like it's than like behind your knee, where, you know, there's definitely more volume there.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. So definitely, yeah, check out Caitlin's guide on her website, because that's fantastic. And like I said, it takes no time at all. And it's something you can do every day. And it feels wonderful. It just feels so nice. And what are some of the services that for those people that do live around here, like in Northern Kentucky or Cincinnati area, and they're able to get to you, what are the services that you provide currently at your business?
So you can go to my website and see that there's lymphatic only. So that's an hour massage, or I have services where it's just a combination. So you can come in, we can talk about, you know, if you're having pain and you want some of the stretching, but we're going to focus on the lymphatics and add a little bit more of like the vagus nerve work. That would just be under the massage body work section. Therapeutic vagus nerve work, somatic stretching, where we're going to do some breath work while we're doing stretches, and then the lymphatics. I'm going to be opening my books again for clients for chronic pain coaching coming, I would say probably late April is when I'm going to have the space to take on those clients again.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's great. And so what would, I guess, like a coaching, what would that look like?
So the coaching, we will be doing lymphatic work in that. I think that that's a place that we're going to start. I'm going to start with everybody with the lymphatics because it's just so easy. But then we're going to get into more of like the emotional seated pain, you know, the pain that's deep and that you can't seem to get rid of, or symptoms in general, like fatigue, inflammation, symptoms of autoimmunity. So we'll work with the emotions that are stuck in the body to help clear those out. And we'll be using somatic practices. So we'll actually be getting into the body with breath work, with movement, with sound, and then some journaling practices. And we probably will touch on some nutrition too, but not too far into the nutrition side of things.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. And, you know, one of the things that you brought in recently to my lymphatic work with you are, I was wondering if you wanted to mention anything at all currently about some of this new stuff that like you're getting into right now too, like with the tuning forks and taping.
So the tuning fork and the taping both are vagus nerve work. I mean, they'll also help the lymph system move. But the tuning fork that I'm now using is actually a tuning fork that's made to rub along the body in different spots where the vagus nerve is most prominent. So we'll be using that on different spots in the face. But the tuning fork that I have is the frequency of the earth. Mm-hmm. So it really just gets you back into that, like that frequency, your body can resonate with that frequency and come back to this like deeply healing, grounded space.
Right.
And then the tape is so magical. I never thought that putting tape on a few different spots of my neck and my chest would increase like my sleep is amazing. The nights that I forget to put tape on, I notice that I don't sleep as well. And I notice that lymph is flowing better. I feel less puffiness in my face. I just feel overall better.
Yeah.
From adding the taping in too. So yeah, I have so many different things that I add into all of my services. And I really just take it like person by person. Like what I don't ever want to overstimulate somebody. So somebody who does have like a very inflamed body and their lymphatic system is super congested, I'm not going to do a full lymphatic treatment and then put tape on them because we don't want to do too much. So yeah, it's really individualized, but I have a lot of fun tools that
you do. Yeah. I'm always excited when you're like, I have something and I'm like, yes.
Well, I'm like you. I'm a seeker and I'm just a total geek about wellness, anything wellness, and I love trying new things. So I'm always learning. I really should be able to write off massages that I get as like tax write-offs because I don't ever relax in a massage because I'm just trying to learn anything and everything that I can while I'm on that table. So yeah. So I'm always bringing fun new things into my practice.
Yeah, you are. And the parts of me that love to learn and that also geek out on wellness just eat all of that up. So when you pulled out that tuning fork, I was like, oh, what is this? And, you know, and it felt just so cool with it. It's hard to explain. So yeah, you just, you know, if you're curious and you're nearby, then definitely check it out. And then the taping too, it was like, I remember when you brought it up and I was like, what? And then you literally like put tape, you know, on, what was that one day you put it like on my neck and then like on this is
collarbone, like
collarbone and and I remember, you know, my husband, we were on a walk and he was like, what the heck is on you right now? Because it was just like this bright green tape, like, you know, all over different areas. And I was like, yeah, it's helping my vagus and it's helping my lymph. And he's just like, okay.
Oh, I love
it. It feels wonderful.
Really, it's always really a fun conversation starter when I go out with bright green tape on myself. I once had somebody ask me, like, are you trying to tape yourself back together or what's going on? I guess you could say that.
Like, well, sure. Yeah, kind of, you know. Yeah. That's so funny. And so anything else you'd like to let listeners know? You have a podcast that's going to be.
Yeah, so I'm in the process of launching that. I hope within the next week it'll be out and public.
Yay.
So and what is that called? The Whole and Nourished Podcast.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's so exciting. And social media, do you want to give out any social media?
Yeah, so my social media is I_Caitlin Mariah.
Okay, great.
And I'm really just getting back into the Instagram game. So yeah, stay tuned with all of that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm excited for your podcast, The Whole and Nourished Podcast, to come out. And yeah, I will put the, your website linked in the show notes. And I highly encourage everyone to check that out, get that free lymph guide, follow her on Instagram. And like I said, if you're in the area, definitely come and book a session because it can be life-changing and healing.
So. Yes. And I really look forward to meeting you if you come in. I think one of the coolest parts about my job is that I get to meet all of these cool people. I feel like I'm good friends now with a lot of my clients. So it's it's such a blessing. I love waking up every morning and this is what I get to do.
Yeah. Oh, and that's such a beautiful feeling, right? Like when you can
it really is.
Yeah, wake up and just feel that gratitude and that passion for what you do. And I can feel that, energy from you, which is why I feel, pulled towards you and love hanging with you. So
same. And I feel the same way towards you.
Well, thank you. All right. Yes. Well, thank you all for listening. And Caitlin, thank you so much for sitting here and chatting with me.
Yeah, thank you. And I look forward to meeting some of your people.
Thank you all so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, give it a rating, and leave a review. You can also follow me on Instagram @NatalieDeering and sign up for my newsletter on my website, ndwellnessservices.com, to receive updates about podcast episodes, workshops, and more.